The next word is release. English. The bird was released from its cage. Punjabi. Chidiya Nuasti Pinjatun Ch Had Ditiya Gaya. Breakdown. Chidiya. This is the word for bird in Punjabi. Note the feminine gender, since it is the subject of the sentence. Nu. This is the dative case marker, which indicates that the bird is the recipient of the action. This is like to in English, but in Punjabi it is a separate word that always follows the noun. Asti. This is the possessive marker, and it means her or its in this case. Pinja. This is the word for cage, also in the dative case. It will always end with re, when in the dative case. Turn. This is the preposition, from which follows the dative case word. Ch had. This is the root word for release, and is a verb. The past tense, which is used in this sentence, is ch had ditiya. Gaya. This is the past participle of the verb, to go, and indicates that the action of releasing was completed. Key concepts. Case markers. Punjabi has case markers that indicate the function of a noun in the sentence. The dative case marker. Nu. Is important to learn, because it is used very often in Punjabi. Possessive markers. Possessive markers, like Asti. Tell you who owns or is related to the noun. You must use them correctly when translating possessive phrases. Verb conjugation. The Punjabi verb ch had ditiya is a compound verb and requires you to combine a past tense and a past participle. Learning this compound verb system will make your Punjabi translation more accurate. English. The bird was released from its cage. Punjabi. Chidiya nu asti pinjatun ch had ditiya gaya. The next word is solution. English. The student found a solution to the problem. Punjabi. Vidyarthi ne samasya da hal paliya. Breakdown. Vidyarthi. Vidyarthi. Student. Ne. Ni. Has. This is a particle that indicates the subject is performing the action. Samasya. Samasya. Problem. Da. Da. Of. Possessive marker. Hal. Hall. Solution. Pa. Pa. To find. Lia. Lia. Past tense marker for verbs. Key concepts. The Punjabi sentence follows a subject-object-verb structure, which is different from the English subject-verb-object structure. The word order is important in Punjabi, and changing it can alter the meaning of the sentence. The possessive marker, da, is used to show that the solution belongs to the problem. The past tense marker, lia, is attached to the verb, pa, to indicate that the action has already happened. English. The student found a solution to the problem. Punjabi. Vidyarthi ne samasya da hal paliya. The next word is give. English. He gave me a book. Punjabi. Usne mainu ek kitab ditti. Breakdown. Usne. Usne. He slash she slash it. Mainu. Mainu. To me. Ik. Ik. One slasher. Kitab. kitab. Book. Bitti. Bitti. Gave, past tense. Key concept. Bitti. Bitti. Is the past tense of Dina. Dina. Which means, to give. This ending is a common way to show past tense in Punjabi. English. He gave me a book. Punjabi. Usne mainu ek kitab ditti. The next word is capital. English. The capital of Punjab is Chandigarh. Punjabi. Punjab di Rajadhani Chandigarh hai. Breakdown. Punjab. Punjab. Punjab, the name of the state. The of possessive marker. Rajadhani. Rajdhani. Capital. Chandigarh. Chandigarh. Chandigarh, the name of the city. Hi. Is present tense, singular. Key concepts. Possessive marker. The word. The. Acts as a possessive marker, similar to, of, in English. It shows that Chandigarh belongs to Punjab. Subject verb agreement. The verb. Hi. Agrees with the singular subject. Rajadhani. Rajdhani. Capital. Word order. Punjabi word order is generally subject-object-verb, SOV, but there are exceptions. In this sentence, the object. Chandigarh. Chandigarh. Comes before the verb. Hi. To emphasize the location of the capital. English. The capital of Punjab is Chandigarh. Punjabi. Punjab di Rajadhani Chandigarh hai. The next word is popular. English. The new movie is very popular. Punjabi. Navi film bahut mashahoor hai. Breakdown. Navi. Navi. Feminine singular, new. Sihadilam. Film. Feminine singular, movie. Bahut. Bahut. Very. Mashahoor. Mashhoor. Feminine singular, popular. Hi. Present tense, third person singular, is. Key concept. In Punjabi, adjectives agree in gender and number with the noun they modify. Therefore, Navi and Mashahoor are feminine singular to agree with. Sihadilam. English. The new movie is very popular. Punjabi. Navi film bahut mashahoor hai. The next word is specific. English. The professor gave a specific example. Punjabi. Professor ne ek khas udaharan ditti. Breakdown. Professor. Ne. Ek. Khas. Udaharan. Ditti. Professor. Professor is the subject of the sentence. Ne. Has is the verb particle. Ek. One is a quantifier. Khas. Specific is an adjective that modifies. Udaharan. Example. Udaharan. Example is the direct object of the verb.
Vidi.
Gave. Vidi. Gave is the past tense of the verb.
Dina.
To give. English. The professor gave a specific example. The next word is beautiful. English. This is a beautiful day. Punjabi.
Ihik sudar din hai.
Breakdown.
Ih.
This is a demonstrative pronoun, referring to the day.
Ik.
A. This is an indefinite article.
Sudar.
Beautiful. This is an adjective describing the day.
Din.
May.
Hair.
Is. This is the present tense form of the verb, to be. Remember.
Hair.
Is a very common ending in Punjabi sentences. It is the equivalent of is or am in English. English. This is a beautiful day. Punjabi.
Ihik sudar din hai.
The next word is fear. English. He is afraid of the dog. Punjabi.
Ukhtutte to jagada hai.
Breakdown.
Ukh.
This is the subject pronoun, meaning he.
Kutte.
This is the noun, dog, in the dative case. The dative case is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb.
To.
This is a postposition meaning, from. It's used to indicate the source of fear.
Jagada.
This is the present tense, third person singular form of the verb, to fear, meaning, he fears.
Hair.
This is the present tense copula, meaning, is. It is used to link the subject and the predicate of the sentence. Key concepts. Dative case. The dative case is used to indicate the indirect object of a verb. The dative case is often used with verbs of giving, telling, showing, etc. In this case, it is being used to indicate the source of the fear. The dative case is usually marked with the postposition.
No.
But the postposition.
To.
Can also be used to indicate the source of fear. Present tense copula. The present tense copula.
Hair.
Is used to link the subject and the predicate of the sentence. It is also used to indicate that something exists or is true. The Punjabi word for fear is
jar.
The word
jagada
is the present tense, third person singular form of the verb to fear, and is formed by adding the present tense suffix
da
to the word
jar.
The present tense, third person singular form of the verb to fear, is often used in the context of a person's fear of something or someone. The next word is aim. English. He aims to become a doctor. Punjabi.
Uhda kutar bananda di charakada hai.
Breakdown.
Uh.
He slash she slash it.
Da kutar.
Doctor.
Banan.
To become.
Da.
Of slash the possessive marker.
Di cha.
Aim slash goal.
Rakada.
Holds slash keeps, present tense, masculine singular.
Hair.
Is. This sentence uses the present tense to indicate that the action is ongoing, and it includes a possessive marker.
The.
To show that the aim belongs to him. Key concepts. Possessive markers in Punjabi.
The.
Indicate ownership, and can be used for both singular and plural nouns. The verb
rakada
is in the present tense, and is conjugated to agree with the masculine singular subject.
Oof.
English. He aims to become a doctor. Punjabi.
Oof da kutur manun da di charakuda hai.
The next word is television. English. He watches television every day. Punjabi.
Oof da roz television vekuda hai.
Breakdown.
Oof.
This is the pronoun, he.
Her.
This means every, and modifies the next word.
Rose. Rose.
This means they. Together.
Her rose.
Means every day.
Television.
The word television.
Vekuda.
This is the verb, watches, in the present tense.
He.
This is the copula, is, or, are, which is used to link a subject, and a predicate. In this case, it is linking the subject.
Oof.
He, and the predicate.
Television vekuda.
Watches television. Key concepts. The use of the copula.
He.
To connect the subject to the predicate. The use of the pronoun.
Oof.
To refer to a male third person singular subject. The use of the verb.
Vekuda.
In its present tense form. English. He watches television every day. Punjabi.
Oof da roz television vekuda hai.
The next word is serious. English. He is a serious student. Punjabi.
Uhik gunbir vidyarthi hai.
Breakdown.
Oof.
Ooh. He slash she slash it. This is a pronoun.
Ik.
Ik. A slash and slash one. This is a quantifier.
Gunbir. Gambhir.
Serious. This is an adjective.
Vidyarthi. Vidyarthi.
Student. This is a noun.
He.
Hi. Is. This is the present tense of the verb, to be. Key concepts. Punjabi word order is subject object verb SOV, meaning the subject comes first, then the object, and then the verb. The Punjabi word for is
hai,
which is the present tense of the verb to be. The adjective
gunbir
is used to describe the noun
vidyarthi.
The article
ik
is used to indicate that there is one student. English. He is a serious student. Punjabi.
Uhik gunbir vidyarthi hai.
The next word is target. English. They are targeting the young audience. Punjabi.
Uhanane nojavan darashakanu nishana banaya hai.
Breakdown.
Ufana.
Ne, plural, masculine slash feminine, subject.
Ne.
Have, used with past tense, helping verb.
Nojavan.
Young.
Darashaka.
Audience, plural, object.
Nu.
To, dative case marker.
Nishana.
Target.
Banaya.
Made, past tense, main verb.
He.
Is, helping verb. Key concepts. Punjabi is a subject verb object, SVO, language dative case marker.
Nu.
Is used to indicate the indirect object. Use of.
Ne.
is needed for past tense actions. English. They are targeting the young audience. Punjabi.
Ufanane nojavan darashakanu nishana banaya hai.
The next word is degree. English. He earned a degree in engineering. Punjabi.
Usane giniya big vich vigari prapat kiti.
Breakdown.
Usane.
He/she/it, masculine, singular, third person pronoun, plus.
Ne.
Past tense marker for the subject.
Engineer big.
Engineering.
Which.
In.
Degree.
Degree.
Propert.
Obtained, achieved, acquired.
Kiti.
Past tense of the verb, to do. Here, it indicates the completion of the action. This sentence uses the past tense, indicating that the person already earned their degree. The word
ne
is crucial for forming the past tense in Punjabi, and it is usually used with masculine subjects.
Vich
is used to indicate, in, or, within, a field of study. Remember that in Punjabi, the order of words is flexible. You could also say
Usane digari iginiya big vich prapat kiti.
English. He earned a degree in engineering. Punjabi.
Usane giniya big vich vigari prapat kiti.
The next word is first. English. He came first in the race. Punjabi.
Uhdor vich pahila aya.
Breakdown.
Means
he.
Dor.
Dor. Means race.
Which.
Which. Means
in.
Pahila.
Pahilan.
Means first.
Aya.
Aya. Means came. Key concepts. Word order. The subject. Comes before the verb.
Aya.
Prepositions. The preposition.
Which.
Is used to indicate location. Adjectives. The adjective.
Pahila.
Modifies the noun.
Aya.
To describe the manner in which the action was performed. English. He came first in the race. Punjabi.
Uhdor vich pahila aya.
The next word is a English. A cat is sleeping. Punjabi.
Billi so rahi hai.
Breakdown.
Billi. Billi.
This is the word for cat.
Saw. Sawn.
This is the word for sleep. It is in the present continuous tense.
Rahi.
Rahai. The ending for present continuous, it denotes, is doing something. It is added to the verb in the present tense.
He.
Hi. This is the verb, to be, in the present tense. English. A cat is sleeping. Punjabi.
Billi so rahi hai.
The next word is pull. English. She pulled the door open. Punjabi.
Usane daravaza kich ke kulhia.
Breakdown.
Usane.
This is a combination of the third person singular feminine pronoun. She, and the postposition.
Ne.
Has, have. It acts as the subject marker indicating that she is the one performing the action. under a vaza. This is the word for door. Kichke. This is a compound word consisting of the verb kichuna. To pull, with the postposition ke. By, with. It expresses the manner of the action, signifying that the door was pulled to be opened. Kolhia. This is the past tense form of the verb kolhuna. To open. It denotes the completion of the action of opening the door. Key concepts. Postpositions. Ne. And. Ke. Are postpositions, which are words that follow the noun, or pronoun they modify, providing additional information about the subject, object, or action. Compound words. Kichke. Is a compound word, formed by combining two words to create a new meaning. English. She pulled the door open. Punjabi. Usne Duravaza Kichke Kolhia. The next word is red. English. The red rose is beautiful. Punjabi. Lal Gulab Sudar Hai. Breakdown. Lal means red and is an adjective. Adjectives modify nouns, the things in the sentence that are people, places, or things. Gulab means rose and is a noun. Sudar means beautiful and is also an adjective, modifying the noun. Gulab. Hair means is and is a verb. Verbs are the words that show action, or state of being. In this sentence, it indicates the state of being. Key concepts. Adjectives are words that describe, or modify nouns. Nouns are words that name people, places, things, or ideas. Verbs are words that show action, or state of being. The sentence is in the present tense, and is a simple declarative sentence. It tells us that the rose is beautiful. English. The red rose is beautiful. Punjabi. Lal Gulab Sudar Hai. The next word is husband. English. He is a good husband. Punjabi. Uhik Vadiya Pati Hai. Breakdown. He/she. Ik. /an, indefinite article. Vadiya. Vadhiya. Good. Pati. Pati. Husband. Hair. Hi. Is. Key concepts. The word order in Punjabi is subject-object-verb. The use of the indefinite article ik indicates that this is a general statement about husbands. The use of the verb hai hai indicates present tense. Translation: he is a good husband. The next word is access. English. We need to access the library's online database. Punjabi. Sanu library de online database tak pahunch karan di lor hai. Breakdown. Sanu. To us, we. Library. The of belonging to online database book tack up to until perhooch pahuanch access current. karan. To do, to make. The of belonging to. Law. Law. Need. Hair. High. Is, exists. Key concepts. The postposition. Book. Tack. Is used to indicate up to, or until a certain point. The noun. Perhooch. Pahuanch. Is used to express access. The verb. Karun. Karun. Is used to indicate an action, or process. The noun. Law. Law. Is used to express need, or necessity. English. We need to access the library's online database. Punjabi. Sanu library de online database tak pahooch karan di lore hai. The next word is movement. English. The movement of the car was fast. Punjabi. Ga, hindi ra, hindi nukta, hindi e de harakat tez si. Breakdown. Ga, hindi ra, hindi nukta, hindi e. Ka, feminine noun. De. Of, possessive marker for feminine noun. Harakat. Movement, feminine noun. Tez. Fast, adjective. C. Was, past tense of, to be, for feminine noun. Key concepts. Gender in Punjabi. Nouns have gender, masculine, or feminine, which affects the use of articles, and possessive markers. Ga, hindi ra, hindi nukta, hindi e. Is feminine, so we use the feminine possessive marker. The and the feminine past tense of, to be. C. Word order. Punjabi is an SVO, subject verb object, language, similar to English. Translation. The movement of the car was fast. The next word is treat. English. He treats his mother with respect. Punjabi. Uha pani mata nal sadikar nal peshauda hai. Breakdown. Oh. He. Apani. His. Mata. Mother. Nal. With. Sadikar. Respect. Nal. With. Pesh. Treat. Auda. He comes, he behaves. Hair. Is. Key concepts. Nal. Is a versatile preposition used to indicate accompaniment, connection, or manner. It can be translated as, with, to, or, by, depending on the context. Peshauda. Is a common expression in Punjabi meaning, to treat someone. Apani. Is a possessive pronoun meaning, his or her slash their, and is used when referring to something belonging to the subject of the sentence. English. He treats his mother with respect. Punjabi. Uha apani mata nal sadikar nal peshauda hai. The next word is identify. English. They identified the thief. Punjabi. Unhane chordi pachan kidi. Breakdown. Unha. They. Ne. This is a grammatical particle marking the subject as performing the action. Chor. Thief. The. Of, possessive marker. Pachan. Identification, noun. Kidi. Did, past tense of the verb, karana, to do. Key concept. The Punjabi word, Pachan. Pachan is a very important word. It basically means to recognize or to identify. This word is quite versatile and can be used in many contexts. The next word is loss. English. He suffered a great loss. Punjabi. Asnu Bada Naksan Hoya. Breakdown. Asnu. To him, his, the masculine form of the pronoun, he, used as the indirect object in the sentence. Bada. Big, large, great, an adjective describing, loss. Naksan. Loss, damage, the noun object of the sentence. Hoya. Happened, occurred, was. The past tense of the verb, hona, to be. Key concepts. The use of the masculine form of the pronoun. Asnu. The order of the words in the sentence is different from English. The indirect object precedes the object. Hoya. Is a past tense verb, which shows that the loss occurred in the past. English. He suffered a great loss. Punjabi. Asnu Bada Naksan Hoya. The next word is shall. English. We shall go to the market. Punjabi. AAS Hindi A Hindi Anuswar Bazaar Janj. Breakdown. AAS Hindi A Hindi Anuswar. We, plural, subject pronoun. Bazaar. Market, noun. Janj. Shall go, future tense, verb. Key concepts. The future tense is formed by adding the suffix anj to the verb stem. AAS, Hindi, Hindi, Anuswar. Is the plural form of the first person pronoun. English. We shall go to the market. Punjabi. AAS, Hindi, Hindi, Anuswar, Bazaar, Janj. The next word is modern. English. This is a modern building. Punjabi. Aekad Hunik Imarat Hai. Breakdown. A. This, demonstrative pronoun. Ek. A, indefinite article. Ad Hunik. Modern, adjective. Imarat. Building, noun. Hai. Is, present tense of the verb, to be. Key concept. Ad Hunik. Is a common word used to describe something as modern in Punjabi, and Imarat. Is a useful vocabulary word for building. The next word is new. English. This is a new car. Punjabi. A gadi new vihai. Breakdown. A. Colon, this. This is a demonstrative pronoun. Gadi. Colon, car. This is a common noun. Newvi. Colon, new. This is an adjective. Hi. Colon, is. This is the present tense of the verb, to be. Key concepts. Demonstrative pronouns show which specific noun is being referred to. Adjectives describe nouns. In this sentence, the subject is gadi. Car, and the verb is hai. Is, the adjective. Newvi. New, modifies the subject. English. This is a new car. Punjabi. A gadi newvi hai. The next word is pressure. English. He put pressure on me to go. Punjabi. Asni mirti jaan da zor daya. Breakdown. Us. He slash she slash it, this is a pronoun that refers to the person who put pressure on the speaker. Ni. Has, have, indicating past tense. This is an auxiliary verb that indicates the action took place in the past.
Mere.
My, this is a possessive pronoun indicating ownership.
T.
On, upon, at, to, this is a preposition that indicates the location of the pressure.
John.
To go, to leave, this is the verb of the sentence, indicating the action of going.
Nah.
Of, from, this is a postposition that connects John to law.
Law.
Pressure, force, this is the noun that describes the pressure being applied.
Dire.
Gave, put, applied, this is the past tense of the verb, then, which means, to give. In this case, it means to apply pressure. Key concepts. The use of the postposition.
Nah.
In Punjabi is very important for understanding the meaning of the sentence. It shows the relationship between the noun and the verb. This sentence is in the past tense, which is indicated by the use of the auxiliary verb.
Ni.
Punjabi is an agglutinative language, which means that words are often created by adding prefixes and suffixes to a root word. English. He put pressure on me to go.
Punjabi.
The next word is bus. English. The bus is coming. Punjabi.
Bus arahi hai.
Breakdown.
Bus.
Bus. Bus is the subject of the sentence, and it is in the nominative case. Come is the present participle of the verb.
Rahi.
Rahai. Is the present continuous tense marker, indicating that the bus is coming now.
Hai.
Hai. Is the present tense marker, indicating that the bus is coming in the present moment. The sentence is a simple declarative sentence. The word order is subject verb object. English. The bus is coming.
Punjabi.
Bus aa rahi hai. The next word is treatment. English. The doctor gave the patient a special treatment.
Punjabi.
Doctor ne mareez nu ik khaas ilaaj ditta. Breakdown. Doctor. This is the subject of the sentence, and is in the nominative case.
Ne.
Has/have. This is a grammatical particle that marks the subject.
Mareez.
Patient. This is the indirect object of the sentence, and is in the dative case.
Nu.
To. This is a preposition that marks the indirect object.
Ik.
A/1. This is an indefinite article.
Khaas.
Special. This is an adjective that modifies the noun.
Ilaaj.
Ilaaj. Treatment. This is the direct object of the sentence.
Ditta.
Gave. This is the past tense of the verb.
Dena.
To give. Key concepts. The sentence is in the past tense. The subject of the sentence is.
Doctor.
The object of the sentence is.
Ilaaj.
The indirect object of the sentence is.
Mareez.
English. The doctor gave the patient a special treatment.
Punjabi. Doctor ne mareez nu ik khaas ilaaj ditta.
The next word is conference. English. The conference will be held in Chandigarh.
Punjabi. Sunmelon Chandigarh Vich Hovega. Breakdown. Sunmelon. Samilan. Conference. Chandigarh. 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 Vich. Vich. In. Hovega. Hovega. Will be held. Key concepts. The word. Sunmelon. Is a noun and refers to a conference. The word. Chandigarh. Is a proper noun and refers to the city of Chandigarh. The word. Vich. Is a postposition and indicates location. The word. Hovega. Is a verb in the future tense and means will be held. Translation. The conference will be held in Chandigarh. The next word is yourself. English. I am myself. Punjabi. Me'apanaha. Breakdown. Me'. Main. This is the Punjabi word for I. Apana. Apna. This means myself or my own. It is used to emphasize that something is directly related to the speaker. Ha. Han. This is the Punjabi word for am. Key concepts. Subject verb agreement. Punjabi, like English, follows subject verb agreement rules. Since the subject is I, singular, the verb am is also in singular form. Personal pronouns. Punjabi uses different forms of personal pronouns based on gender and the level of formality. In this case, main is used for the first person singular, I. Possessive adjectives. The possessive adjective. Apna. Apna is used to indicate ownership or possession, similar to my in English. English. I am myself. Punjabi. Me'apanaha. The next word is supply. English. The shop supplies all the necessary groceries. Punjabi. Dukan sa zaruri karana. Hi. Hi. Daditya. Breakdown. Dukan. Equals shop. Sa. Equals all. Zaruri. Equals necessary. Karana. Equals groceries. The. Equals gives. Diti. Equals gives, feminine form of verb. R. Equals is. Key concept. The Punjabi verb. The. Is used with the third person singular, meaning, he slash she slash it gives. We see the feminine form. Diti. Here because. Dukan. Is feminine in Punjabi. English. The shop supplies all the necessary groceries. The next word is village. English. He lives in the village. Punjabi. Uhid vich rahida hai. Breakdown. He slash she slash it, subject pronoun. Id. Village, noun. Vich. In postposition, indicates location. Rahida. Lives, verb, present tense. Hair. Is, auxiliary verb, used to indicate present tense. Key concepts. The sentence uses a postposition. Vich. To indicate location. The verb. Rahida. Is in the present tense. The auxiliary verb. Hair. Is used to form the present tense. English. He lives in the village. Punjabi. Uhid vich rahida hai. The next word is worth. English. This book is worth reading. Punjabi.
Ich kitab parhan jogi hai.
Breakdown.
Ich. This demonstrative pronoun.
Kitab.
Book, noun.
Parhan.
To read, verb stem.
Jogi.
Worthy, adjective.
Hai.
Is, copula. Key concepts. The sentence uses the adjective.
Jogi.
Worthy, to express the value of reading the book. The construction.
Parhan jogi.
Is an example of a compound adjective formed by combining a verb stem.
Parhan.
To read, with the adjective.
Jogi.
Worthy. Translation. This book is worth reading. The next word is natural.
English.
The natural beauty of this place is breathtaking.
Punjabi.
Is Jagadik Udarat Dikab Surti Dilkash Hai.
Breakdown.
Is. This demonstrative pronoun.
Jaga.
Place.
The.
Of possessive particle.
Kudarat.
Nature.
The.
Of possessive particle.
Kabsurti.
Beauty.
Dilkash.
Breathtaking.
High.
Is copula.
Key concepts.
Possessive particles.
The.
Is used to indicate possession, similar to, of, in English. Demonstrative pronoun.
Is.
Indicates the place being referred to.
Copula.
High.
Acts as a linking verb, connecting the subject.
Kabsurti. To the predicate.
Dilkash.
Translation. The beauty of nature in this place is breathtaking. The next word is express.
English.
He expressed his gratitude to his teacher.
Punjabi.
Asni apne Arabic, alif, Arabic, seen, Arabic, ta, Arabic, alif, Arabic, dal, ustad, nu apna shakriya zahir kiya.
Breakdown.
Us. He, pronoun, third person singular masculine.
Ni.
Has, have, past tense marker for verbs.
Apne.
His, her, their, possessive pronoun. Arabic, alif, Arabic, seen, Arabic, ta, Arabic, alif, Arabic, dal, ustad.
Teacher.
Nu. To, preposition.
Apna.
His, her, their, possessive pronoun.
Shukriya.
Gratitude.
Zahir.
Express.
Kiya.
Did, past tense of verb, kana, to do.
Key concepts.
The sentence uses the past tense to describe an action that already occurred. The use of the possessive pronouns.
Apne.
And.
Apna.
Emphasizes that the gratitude belongs to the person expressing it.
The preposition.
Nu. Indicates the direction of the gratitude.
English.
He expressed his gratitude to his teacher.
Punjabi.
Asni apne Arabic, alif, Arabic, seen, Arabic, ta, Arabic, alif, Arabic, dal, ustad, nu apna shakriya zahir kiya.
The next word is way.
English. He came this way.
Punjabi.
Uhi starha aya.
Breakdown.
He slash she slash it.
Is.
Is.
This.
Tarha.
Tarhan.
Way, manner, like this.
Aya.
Aya.
Came.
Key concepts.
Parha is a common word used to express manner or way, similar to, like, in English. The word order in Punjabi is typically subject-object-verb, SOV, which is different from English's subject-verb-object, SVO, order. English. He came this way. Punjabi.
Uhis tarha aaya.
The next word is indicate. English. She indicated that she was going to the market. Punjabi.
Uhne ishara ki ta ki uh bazaar ja rahi hai.
Breakdown.
Uhne.
This is the feminine singular form of the third person pronoun, he slash she slash it, in the past tense. It means, she, and is used for actions that have already happened.
Ishara.
This is the noun, indication, or gesture. It is used to signify that someone is communicating something non-verbally.
Kita.
This is the past tense of the verb, to do. The past tense is often used to show an action has been completed.
Ki.
This is the conjunction, that, used to introduce a clause.
Ugh.
This is the feminine singular form of the third person pronoun, he slash she slash it. It means, she, and is used for actions that have already happened.
Bazaar.
This is the noun, market.
Ja.
This is the present tense of the verb, to go.
Rahi.
This is the present continuous tense of the verb, to be. It indicates an action is happening now.
He.
This is the present tense of the verb, to be. It means, is, and is used to describe the state of being. Key concepts. Past tense, present, continuous tense, conjunctions, pronoun forms. English. She indicated that she was going to the market. Punjabi.
Uhne ishara ki ta ki uh bazaar ja rahi hai.
The next word is attend. English. He attends the university every day. Punjabi.
Uhharoz university vich jada hai.
Breakdown. He slash she slash it, masculine singular.
Her.
Ha. Every.
Rose.
Rose. Day.
University.
University. University.
Which.
Which. In slash at slash to.
Jada.
Jander. Goes, masculine singular present tense.
He.
Hi. Is, masculine singular present tense, used for stating a fact. Key concepts. The Punjabi sentence follows the subject-verb-object word order, similar to English. The use of.
He.
Hi. At the end of the sentence signifies that the action of going to the university is a routine, or habitual activity. The word
which
is a versatile preposition that can mean in, at, or to, depending on the context. The verb
jada
jander changes to
jadi.
Jandi. If the subject is feminine. English. He attends the university every day. Punjabi.
Uhharoz university vich jada hai.
The next word is brother. English. He is my brother. Punjabi.
Uh mera bhara hai.
Breakdown.
Uh.
He, this is the subject pronoun for, he, in Punjabi.
Mera.
my, this is the possessive adjective for my in Punjabi. Pagla. Brother, this is the noun for brother in Punjabi. Hair. Is, this is the present tense form of the verb to be in Punjabi, conjugated for the third person singular. Key concepts. In Punjabi, the subject pronoun comes before the adjective and the noun. The verb, to be, comes at the end of the sentence. Translation. He is my brother. The next word is investment. English. He made a good investment in the stock market. Punjabi. Usne share bazaar vich ik changa nivesh kita. Breakdown. Usne. This is the subject pronoun, he, in Punjabi. Glavar bazaar. This is the noun phrase, stock market. Glavar. Means, shares, and bazaar. Means, market. Vich. This is a postposition meaning, in. Ik. This is the indefinite article, a. Changa. This is the adjective, good. Nivesh. This is the noun, investment. Kita. This is the past tense verb, made. It is conjugated in the third person singular. Key concept. Punjabi uses postpositions instead of prepositions. The postposition. Vich. Is equivalent to the English preposition, in. English. He made a good investment in the stock market. Punjabi. Usne share bazaar vich ik changa nivesh kita.